Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Today is part two and the conclusion of a great interview with our guest, Maureen Broderson. If you missed any of part one, go back and listen to the preceding episode. Maureen shared a lot of great insight into her background, and especially about her book, Victorious Spiritual Warfare, So Simple Grandma Can Do It. Amen. We don't have time to go back and replay everything just to get you caught up, so you need to go back and listen to that episode. But for right now, let's jump back into the conclusion of this great interview with Maureen Broderson.
And to be honest, sometimes, and more often than most people would like to admit to, we are our own worst enemy when it comes to this. You know, when it comes to putting ourselves in a situation that allows the enemy to attack us at his will.
Amen.
And have you seen this in your ministries? You help folks to identify problems with spiritual warfare?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a whole chapter in my book about it. Could I possibly be my own worst enemy?
Yeah.
You know, in this ministry, we've seen lots of people who think everything is because the devil's doing it. We blame everything on the devil. And then we also see the side that says the devil isn't real. He's a cartoon character. That's baloney. Neither of those positions serve us well, and neither are scriptural.
I'm old enough to remember, and I'm sure you are as well, Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
The devil made me buy this dress.
The devil made me do it. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, we have to take responsibility for our own behavior. We're the ones who left the door open.
Yeah. Amen.
Paul said, give no place to the enemy. That word place in the original lex is topos. It's where we get our word topographical map. We do give a place and he comes in. But we need to learn to resist, and we need to take responsibility to stay current with the Lord. I know that's why he's been talking to me about repentance.
Amen.
We can't allow the enemy and deny his presence when we have sinned. We open a door. Mm-hmm. People have also said that there's no evidence in Scripture that believers were assaulted by the darkness. You know, I think we only need to look at Peter right after his statement. Yeah. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Not too long after that, he was trying to keep Jesus from going to the cross.
Yeah.
And we want to think about what did Jesus do in that moment? He didn't rebuke Peter.
Yeah.
He rebuked the enemy. Get behind me, Satan. Mm-hmm. He was rebuking the voice of who was speaking through Peter.
Amen.
We can't deny that Peter was a follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. That's right. You know, the Bible has many examples of spiritual warfare, but you in your book also list multiple streams of deliverances as well. Can you share a few examples of those?
You know, I think people can get afraid to engage in spiritual warfare, and they've seen too many ugly movies.
Yeah.
But there are multiple streams. God, we don't want to put God in a box. Authoritative prayer with a command like Jesus did throughout his ministry, be still, come out in Jesus' name. And they go. But there is lots more. The first is the truth of God's word. We will know the truth and the truth will set us free. If we are sitting under sound biblical scriptural teaching, I've seen people be free sitting in church on Sunday morning, and no one would ever know. They have an experience of the Lord God when they have heard a truth, and the enemy has to flee. Amen. They walk out more like Jesus than when they walked in the door that morning. Mm-hmm. It's happened to me when I'm reading the word all by myself, sitting with the word, engaging the word,
Amen.
Who again is Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Our word is alive. It is active. It is as sharp as a two-edged sword. It is one of our most powerful weapons in spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Another stream of deliverance that I talk about in my book is the love of God. Perfect love casts out. In scripture, in 1 John 4:18, the example is fear. But that's an example. Perfect love casts out. Once I was ministering to a woman, and the Lord just whispered to me, hug her. Do not let go until she does. I embraced her. She began to weep and weep, and she held on to me so tight. And I just continued to pray. I wasn't really praying for anything except God, come. Lord Jesus, minister to her. Set her free.
Amen.
And it seemed like a very long time before she finally released our embrace. And when I looked at her face with tears flowing down her face, she was glowing. And
Amen.
She said, oh, Pastor Maureen, I feel free. I feel light. And she looked completely different. And
Amen.
all I was doing was embracing her and loving her and praying, Lord, fill my arms with yours. Let you be the one that's embracing her right now. And
Amen.
His love set her free.
Amen. It's kind of like let me interrupt you there, because that's kind of like the story with Jesus and the leper.
Yeah.
You know, he said, if you want to, I know you can. I just don't know if you want to, if you will. And Jesus, the Bible says, he touched him. He hadn't been touched in years.
Amen.
Have somebody personally just reach out and touch him.
Amen.
And says Jesus touched him and said, oh, I will, be thou clean. You know?
Amen.
And, I mean, that's the same thing. You know, just to have that touch from God.
Yeah.
You know? Amen.
And, you know, that whole biblical time that Jesus lived in was an atmosphere of clean versus unclean.
Yeah.
And people shied away from unclean and were afraid of it. Like, whoa, don't go there. Jesus didn't do that.
Right.
Jesus stepped into that which was unclean and transformed it and made it clean.
Amen. Praise God.
Again, no good Jew would have been in a cemetery with a herd of pigs, but
right.
he went to the person that is described as the demoniac and he set him free. He transformed the unclean to clean by his touch.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
love that. Another one is a spirit-filled walk in worship. We read in Exodus 3, God said, bring my people out of Egypt to the mountain that they may worship me. They found their future was not in going through the parted sea. It was going to the mountain and worshiping God. And he transformed them. A spirit-filled life of worship is transformative to our hearts and spirit. And then again, there is confrontational prayer that Jesus did. And he wasn't weird and it wasn't scary. He addressed them in the power and authority that God had given him by the Holy Spirit. He never spoke except what the Father was saying to him. And that's what he has given to us. And when he left this earth, praise God, he did not leave us alone
That's
to
right.
navigate this life.
Amen.
He left
Yeah.
us himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. And he has
Amen.
given us all authority, all power over all the power of the enemy. Now,
Amen.
it's important to think about what Jesus did not say. He wasn't having a senior moment and forgot to say, oh, yeah, the authority and power of the enemy. He said the power. We have the authority, which is the right
Amen.
and the privilege to rule. He has given us all the power of
Amen.
heaven made available to us to conquer. He took back the authority that Adam and Eve surrendered when they sinned at Calvary.
You
And
know,
now he has given it to us.
Jesus is the one who won the victory. The
Amen.
war has been won. And
Amen.
we're now basically, for lack of a better term, the mop-up crew or the occupying force until he returns. The enemy still wants to fight.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here. You know, can you share about the reality of the conflict and God's intention for the role we play in the conflict?
Oh, this is my favorite. In Ephesians 3, it says, the manifold wisdom of God will be made known to the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness by the church. That is an assignment, beloved,
Amen.
by the church. Ours is the privilege, his is the power. The enemy knows he is defeated. He's just hoping we don't know. Perhaps we've never been taught, or maybe we forgot. Unbelief is one of our biggest oppositions. We have to know who we are in Christ. We have to know and believe everything he has said about us. And when we begin to see ourselves with the eyes of Jesus, we are empowered, we are equipped, we are anointed and appointed to implement on earth heaven's decisions concerning the affairs
Amen.
of mankind.
Amen.
It breaks my heart when I hear today believers in Christ say, oh my gosh, the world is falling apart. What is happening? Where is God? Oh no. Ugh. And I just think, don't you hear the Lord's whisper? He's saying, where are you, beloved? Where is my church? You were born for such a time as
Amen.
this.
That's right.
Don't be afraid for your children. Don't be afraid for your grandchildren. Raise up Daniels. Raise up Esthers. Raise up warriors like David. They were born for such a time as this.
Amen.
We don't need to fear what's going on in the world. We need to stand in our authority. Again, the right and privilege to rule, he has given it to us, and all the power of heaven made available. We just
Yes.
need to say no. I heard a very interesting story. It was secondhand, so I'm not sure about it, but I believe and trust the person who told me. He heard a story about Martin Luther, the great reformer of the church, who was sound asleep in the middle of the night, and he felt a weight and a presence. And he sat up in bed and he saw Satan himself sitting at the end of his bed. And he looked at him and said, oh, it's only you. And he laid back down and went back to sleep.
Amen.
We give the
Yeah.
enemy too much credit sometimes.
Yep,
And we
that's right.
don't need to approach him in fear. We need to approach him in the confidence and glory that God has given. And if we think for a moment that it's about us, we are confused. C.S. Lewis once said, we may as well be prideful about the color of our eyes. Again, the power is his.
Yeah.
Ours is the privilege, his is the power. We are
Amen.
implementing on earth what Christ did on Calvary, and that's how we fight from victory, not for victory.
That's right. Amen. Maureen, this has been so interesting. And I just have one more question for you, one that I found so interesting in your book, so profound. I just have to have you share this with our audience. Tell us about the tuna salad story and how it relates to everything we just shared.
Now that one I know is true. My children's pastor was the bride, was the groom to be. And the pastor that the story that told the story was the gentleman who was performing his wedding the next day. So they're at the rehearsal dinner. The wife of the officiating pastor talks to bride to be, let me tell you a story about being a pastor's wife, because that's what you're going to be. And now this was about 50 years ago, probably. In the Midwest, so hot summer night, they were having their some members of their congregation over for dinner. She worked all day to prepare a lovely dinner. Her main course was a tuna salad, which was perfect for that hot summer night. She finished, the table was set, everything looked beautiful. She ran upstairs to change. Her guests were going to come any minute. She heard the doorbell ring. She zoomed down the stairs, took one glance into the dining room as she's approaching her front door, and there she made a horrifying discovery of her cat. The cat was not enjoying her tuna salad. The cat was in her tuna salad, all four paws in the salad. The doorbell rings again. She did probably what I would have done. This was her main course. This was it, giant bowl of tuna salad. She picked up that cat, threw him out the back door, came back, scraped off the top layer of the tuna, rustled up, fluffed up the lettuce leaves, and answered the door. Her guests continued to come one after another. Her husband came home from work, and she pretty much forgot about the whole thing. And they enjoyed a wonderful evening of fellowship together. And then everybody enjoyed the dinner, as evidenced by the empty bowl of tuna salad at the end of the night. And when all the guests had gone, she and her husband went into the kitchen to begin cleanup. And her husband said, Where's the cat? I haven't seen the cat all night. She went, Oh, honey, let me tell you about your cat. She went to the back door to call the cat, and she's going to tell her husband what happened. And she made another horrifying discovery. There lay the cat on the top step of her back porch, and it was dead. She just shut the door silently. She turned to her husband. She explained to him what the cat had done. The cat had enjoyed their tuna salad, the same tuna salad that every one of their dinner guests had now enjoyed. The cat was dead. She felt like the only thing they could do was the right thing. They needed to call their guests. They need to tell them what happened. They needed to give them the option to meet them at the hospital. In those days, the accepted treatment was pumping your stomach. They need to do it as soon as possible, which they did. They called all their dinner guests. They met them at the hospital. They covered all the expense. They apologized. They repented. The guests went through that very uncomfortable procedure, but assured them of their forgiveness. It was morning before they got home. They laid down in bed for a little while and then got up. Her husband went off to work, and she went to the kitchen again to continue cleaning up, and she heard a knock at the door. There stood her neighbor, a very tall man, generally vivacious. Today he had his shoulders kind of humped over and said, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but last night I came home and it was very dark. And I felt a little bump, and I heard a noise on my truck, and I pulled in my driveway, and when I got out of the truck, I saw your cat there. I must have bumped him with the car, and he was dead. I heard the laughter in your home. I saw the cars parked everywhere. I didn't want to destroy your night, so I gently laid him on your step, and I'm just so sorry. Please forgive me. Okay, she assured him of her forgiveness and came in and shut the door. And when I heard the pastor share that story, I considered their dilemma, and I considered my own as well. But how many times have I thought I knew what was going on, but it wasn't really what was going on? These humble pastors were the first to admit that they had not inquired of the Lord and asked him what they should do with their dinner guests. They assumed they knew what was going on, and they jumped on it. And when we do that in our own life, so often the remedy that we come up with leads us to more pain, to more hurt, hurting those that we love the most, most often. We need the voice of the Holy Spirit to guide us. The spiritual realm informs the physical realm, and we, again, are the only ones who don't see. We need to know what's going on underneath what's going on. Is this God leading us into something? Is this God keeping us from something because he wants to protect us? Is this my own flesh going nuts? I can have that fourth piece of cake. It's right. Chocolate's healthy, right? You know, we need to manage. We need to discipline our flesh and stop killing ourselves. Or is this something the enemy is doing that we need to resist, that we need to stand against, that we need to walk in the authority that Jesus has given us? But we need the God's leading, because we can't see and we can't
That's
know.
Right. Amen. That story leads the book off. And I tell you, that motivated me to go through the whole book. I mean, it was well placed. And the bottom line is, it wasn't the tuna salad after
it
all.
Wasn't the tuna salad.
Amen. 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 Folks, as I've stated over and over, this book is awesome. Maureen, how can someone obtain a copy of Victorious Spiritual Warfare? So simple, grandma can do it. I take it it's on Amazon.
It is. Let me show my copy so you know you got the right book.
Yep,
you can tell
amen.
I've marked a few pages.
Amen. Amen.
I use it. I go back and read it myself and I think, wow, that was good. But that's how I know it's not me, because
Yeah.
I'm not that good.
Yeah.
I know
Amen.
that I got to be a scribe for the Lord in much of this. But it
Yeah.
is available. My publisher is Leadership Books. It's available online, leadershipbooks.com. It's available at Amazon. It's available at barnesandnoble.com and christianbooks.com. And
Amen.
people can go to my website. It's very simply just my name, maureenbroderson.com. There are links to all four of those venues where they can purchase the book. And I'm
Amen.
really excited to let you know that we have just finished filming some teaching segments for each of the chapters. And I've written a
Amen.
study guide to accompany it.
Praise the
And
Lord.
that's going to be downloadable and streamable. And that's going to be available very soon. I'm also
Amen.
available for speaking engagements. I love to teach this.
Amen.
I'll fly anywhere you send me. And I've done weekend seminars. I've done full day seminars. I've done 3-hour seminars, you know, whatever would best serve the people and their congregations or whatever. I
Amen.
love teaching. And it's, again, my heart aches for the prisoner unaware. God
Yeah.
has created us to be conquerors, not people who cope.
Amen. Give us
People
your
who fight.
contact information one more time.
MaureenBroderson.com.
Okay. And folks, I'm telling you, we may have had fun with these topics here today, but I wanted you to realize spiritual warfare is real, 100% real. It's
Amen.
not something to dabble with or to have some fun with, like a Ouija board or something like that. This is life and death. This is not meant to scare you off. No, we're not here to do that. It's meant to have you understand the seriousness of the situation. We can see evidence all around us of the magnitude of the spiritual battle taking place. It's all
Amen.
Over the news, social media, in the schools. This is not a time to go and hide our heads in the sand. It's a time to stand up and
Yes.
fight. It's
Yes.
time to learn how to fight in the spirit world. It's not just, oh, in the sweet by and by. No, we have to deal with the rotten here and now. All
Yes.
right. Maureen's book, Victorious Spiritual Warfare, So Simple Grandma Can Do It, is a great first step you can take to gain a better understanding of this important spiritual weaponry we have at our disposal. Amen.
Amen.
Just drop down to the show notes, click the links right there, get in touch with Maureen Broderson. Be sure to click the link to this great book, Victorious Spiritual Warfare, So Simple Grandma Can Do It. Put it in your hands right now. I can't stress the importance of this enough. Do it right now. Drop down below, click the links right there. Don't wait. That voice is telling you to wait till later. You don't have time right now. Let
Guess
me ask
who?
You, do you think that's the voice of the Holy Spirit or some low-level devil that doesn't want you to get your hands on this book? Amen. Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Praise God. Order this book right now. Maureen, thank you again for coming on the program today and sharing all about this great book. I do appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my honor. Thank you.
Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Maureen Broderson, myself, it's Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.